February marks a special one-year anniversary for me. 1 year ago, I made my first loaf of sourdough bread. It has been a journey. I figure that first loaf of bread cost me about $400 by the time it was all said and done. Sourdough comes with a lot of accessories, and me, not knowing what I didn't know, thought I had to have them all plus the extras. The only thing I didn't buy was a bread slicer. I'll get back to that in a moment. This morning, right before I recorded this podcast, I had a slice of sourdough bread with my breakfast, which was made, by the way, primarily of eggs resourced from my own hens. And I thought about my mother. My mother embraced every trendy housewife hack. She was an early adopter of the microwave. I think we had one of the very first ones ever made. It's lucky we survived the radiation, to be honest. She loved prepackaged food, and cooked meals felt to her like an obligation. When I started on my sourdough bread journey, I was dubious, to say the least. That first loaf of bread not only cost me a lot of dollars, it cost me a lot of time, and it created a whole breadbasket of anxiety. I spent a lot of hours watching videos on YouTube that made the process of bread making seem incredibly overwhelming, even though in the title, they said it would be the simplest sourdough bread making video ever made. There were things in my deeply non-detailed, non-math brain that rebelled against measuring grams of flour and water, controlling the temperature of the room, of the bowl, of the dough, precise timing and measurements of rise and fermentation. This was a tenuous process, and frankly, I had failed at it multiple times. I was determined to get this one right. I did everything by the book. I bought freeze-dried starter, I bought all the things I needed, and I watched endless and countless videos. And I fought every one of my, I'll measure that with my heart, thank you very much, brain cells, and followed all the directions. It was a lot for bread. And my mother's voice was in the back of my head the whole time. This is why everyone says the greatest invention since sliced bread. This is the kind of thing you can just buy at the grocery store. You could be doing something so much better with your time. Are you really trading all your choice in to do housewife shit? And in that moment, I would have agreed with her. I had spent over 2 weeks birthing that loaf of bread into the world. I had agonized, analyzed, measured, prayed, and sweated this simple mixture of flour and water into the most basic of household staples. My son simply watched me as I went through this process with curiosity, partly because he wanted homemade bread, and partly because the decision to get a sourdough starter is much like the decision to get a pet or add an animal to the ranch. This creature, or more precisely, creatures in the form of yeast, needs tending. My first loaf turned out beautiful. It was delicious. Pandora, which is what we named our starter, became a contributing and beloved family member who earned her own personal shelf in our kitchen. That shelf, by the way, replaced our microwave, which had died at a moment when I was too broke to replace it. Nick and I got used to and came to prefer using the oven and stove and air fryer to reheat our leftovers. So we simply used it for storage until we removed it and rededicated that space to Pandora. A year later, bread making is simply another part of my week. I make two loaves every Sunday-ish. Sometimes it's Saturday, sometimes it's Monday. And it no longer feels overwhelming. It no longer feels time-consuming. The loaves of bread are now down to less than I would pay at a supermarket for a loaf of bread, and they are delicious. I've also learned 1,000 uses for discarded starter. And I've learned that this process is so much more forgiving than I was led to believe. Pandora has learned to adapt to our way of doing things. The temperature of our house, the way I do my stretch and folds, our sometimes erratic feeding schedule, and the utensils I use to help her magically turn flour and water into bread. In the beginning, I thought she was so fragile. I actually worried over her way more than I needed to. Now, I know she is resilient and adaptable. She's nowhere near the diva I thought she was. She's a doer, and she holds her end of our bargain beautifully. I feed her, she feeds me. Ours is an easy relationship. except for the slicing. That has been a challenge and a half, and I've been through several bread knives, and my friends, there has been bloodshed. I finally broke down just this last week and bought a device that resembles a hand-powered skill saw and takes up a good 2 feet of counter space. That said, we now have perfectly sliced bread and slightly less of a likelihood of needing stitches. Although, to be honest, that saw blade looks sharp, and I'm still concerned. Speaking of sliced bread, I sat with my mother's energy the other day. She's been gone from the planet about 21 years as of right now, but we still visit from time to time. I talked with her about how much of our world has turned into instant gratification and chosen that over long-term happiness. I see all around me people who repeat my process with sourdough in a myriad of metaphorical ways, all stemming from the self-imposed anxiety of slowing down. In her world, slowing down was a hindrance from happiness. She didn't want to be slowed down by baking. She wanted to get out there and do the things that often her gender was not allowed to do. In my world, slowing down to bake is a luxury, a sweet release from the treadmill, but it takes a hot minute to get your heart rate to come down and your mind to settle. And that is not lost on me, the difference between our two lives, separated by only a few decades. I love our fast-paced world, and I love the slowness of making sourdough bread. I love the fact that it takes 3 full days to go from I need bread to a baked loaf cooling on the counter. I love that it is a process for both me and Pandora, one where we dance here and there and in between. We are both doing our own things. She bulk ferments while I create courses for entrepreneurs. We come together for some stretch and folds and then go back about our own business again. She proofs while I'm delivering a webinar on marketing to a group of storytellers. She bakes while I'm harrowing the pasture. It's a good deal we have going. And it reminds me of how I'm building a better relationship with the frequency of happy these days. Like my deal with Pandora, happiness and I dance here and there and then part and go about our business before checking in again for another soiree. It's a good deal we have going. No matter what you've been up to today, I hope you take a moment to check in with happiness. Give her a moment and maybe a snack, and I bet you she'll give you a moment and feed you right back.